Sharood. Good morning, Dr. El Sharood.
Good morning. Good morning, Vanessa. Thank you so much for interviewing me today. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, glad you guys reached out. It's a pleasure to have you on the air. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Amber El Sharood. I am a board-certified family physician. I did my residency in Texas Tech, Lubbock, Texas, in the west of the great state of Texas. I went to medical school back in Egypt. I grew up my whole life in Egypt. I practiced there for a couple of years. Both of my parents are actually obstetricians, so I got to practice with them for a couple of years before moving to the States. Lived a couple of years in Chicago working at UIC, OBGYN department and research, and then you're Chicago before actually moving to Texas. And I've been back here in Illinois since the end of September, starting October, so it's about 6 months I've been with OSF.
Okay. Any changes since you've been in both countries, the U.S. and Egypt, of course? Any major changes in medicine in general in the two countries?
Well, I would say the biggest difference is the structure of the system itself. Egypt is a poor country, so most of the medicine there is supplied through there's a kind of the socialized medicine where everyone can go to the university hospital or the hospital would get their care. But unfortunately, that is kind of challenging in a way because they have to kind of have a longer waiting line than all that. So there's a lot of private practice. So this structure of medicine that I have experienced here since I've been here, including the medical records, including the communication between the physicians, including this very, very, very strong oversight from the legal part of things and the business part of things is something that I had to learn very quickly since I joined the medical system here, understanding all this complexity that was very, very foreign to me.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you here at OSF St. Mary's and at Holy Family. Tell us about your practice.
So my practice, I am family physician. I do also obstetrics, which is kind of part of the larger scope of the family doctors in the U.S., which is a specialty very unique to the United States, I have to say. Some other countries have family medicine as well, but family medicine really is an American specialty where it supplies the needs of the communities wherever they are with all the variety and the spectrum of practicing medicine to the point that really 90% of any medical issue in anyone can be experiencing can be managed by family doctor, as well as adding to that, taking care of our pregnant population or women in obstetrics. So in OSF, I'm in Galesburg Clinic. I also now split my time between Holy Family in Monmouth and St. Luke in Kewaunee, where we have our satellite clinics where I get to see our obstetric population or pregnant population. Our women sometimes have issues traveling, of course, with pregnancy. There's a lot of load. So we're kind of multiple places, but at the same time, I get to see their kids because I'm a family doctor. So I get to continue seeing them even after pregnancy where I see their babies and their kids as they're growing. So it's a very, very fulfilling, and we love to take care of the whole family.
Okay. And like I said, glad to have you here. I didn't realize you were in Kewaunee, too. That's a good thing. All right. Your approach to medicine is unique, but very relaxed and down to earth.
Yes. I like that. I use that. It's kind of on the webpage because I kind of like learned that very early on. You grow up and you learn how being in a doctor's office is kind of, for a lot of people, not the most pleasant experience. And I understand that. You go there with fear, you go there with pain, you go there with worry, or even with pregnancy or worry. You want to make sure that everything is okay. And there is that dynamic that builds up between you hold the knowledge and the patient holds the complaint, and then you tell the patients what they need to do. And even the words like putting orders, you know, those are very big words that I feel that creates that wall between a person who has whatever going on in their life and their physician. And I like to bring that down. I sit down, I talk to people, I want to know about their life, I want to know where they come from, what is actually going on, not only the complaint. I like to tell people a lot about myself, where I come from, what I have struggled with or what I'm excited about, because I feel that brings a lot of connections and make people so much more open to come back and actually take the recommendation that I know from my learning and practice and experience would ultimately benefit them.
Yeah, what inspired you to become a doctor? I mean, obviously you said both your parents are in obstetrics, so I assume that right. you were exposed early on.
True. So both of my parents are OBGYN. That was an exposure. My father's practice was literally downstairs. We lived in a building, and his practice were the first two floors. So I will say I've been surrounded with pregnant women my whole life. As far as I remember, every time I'm walking out from our home or coming back from school, there's some pregnant woman walking back and forth. So I've been surrounded by that a lot. I really, both of my brothers are engineers. So I like to claim that I actually choose medicine, not get pushed into it. I think the reason why I wanted to be a doctor is I love getting to know people. And, you know, there's a lot of jobs out there, maybe sales or maybe other things that you interact a lot of people, but there's nothing as intimate in the workforce to get to know people as medicine. I learned that very, very quickly from how I show people generations, knowing my dad and knowing my mom and taking care of them and how much influence they had in their communities. And I was just fascinated by that. And then once I get into the medical school, there's not enough reading in the world. You'll never know everything. And it is just a lifelong journey of learning and experiences and skills that you keep getting better at for the rest of your life. So it's never, never boring. And that's why you see a lot of doctors working very well into their 70s. It is the love of this practice rather than anything else. And I wanted a piece of that.
Did you know that you were going to come to the United States to practice as well? Was that part of, was that on your radar?
Yeah, so in Egypt, we go to medical school at 17, like straight out of high school.
Okay.
Most of the European countries and the rest of the world, except Canada and Australia and the U.S., of course, where they have undergrad. So going to medical school was with a journey that started at 14 or 13, maybe mainly 14, because you go straight from high school, so you got to get really good scores in high school to actually get into medical school. I think around 2012, I was in my fourth year of medical school, where I always looked at my dad, and he came from a farm family, very simple people. We worked so hard and got himself where he is at. And I kind of looked at myself like, I don't want to like just end up where exactly my dad ended up in his whole life. He provided me with all these privileges of learning and experience, and I want to take that far. And when I started looking, where can I go to learn and have more experience, there was always UK, there's Germany, and there's the U.S. And the U.S. pathway is kind of challenging in so many ways, not only financially, but also just to switch all the medical education to an American medical license exam. The medicine is the same, but the examination and the process is different. And I think I started that journey early on during my medical school, knowing that this is where I want to be. And I've been here since 2018. So
okay.
I think things worked out.
Yeah, good story. I did not know that there were only three countries that have the undergrad, and that's very interesting. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
How do people get to know you? How do they make an appointment?
You know, the easiest way is to go online, www.osfhealthcare.org. They also can find the app, OSF MyChart. That's a very easy way to access. I'd love for my patients to have their app. They can message me. They can reach our team pretty easily, or by simply calling the phone. I believe our number is 309-344-1000.
Yes. And again, family medicine, obstetrics. We're talking with Dr. Amro El-Sharoud. Dr. El-Sharoud, family medicine in itself, tell us that has shaped itself differently over the years, and then post-pandemic, some changes, but a lot of things have stayed the same as well. What do we need to be thinking about for family medicine?
That's a great question, Vincent. You know, I'm very glad that you brought the pandemic into that. So classically, family medicine, when it started in the U.S. as a specialty of its own, somewhere in the 50s and the 60s, and kind of shaped itself over the years, that those are the doctors who are in the rural America, in the small towns, providing all kind of care, from womb to tomb, as I've learned early on. And it devolved in a way that it exists in every place in America. You're always going to have a family doctor. And I think through the years, people got to know their family docs in those communities. They were very influential. You see them when you're a kid, and you grow up, and you still don't move on. You still see them. You know that they see your grandma. You know they see your dad. You delivered your brothers and sisters. So it builds that very close relation. A lot of the family medicine or most of it was a lot of private practices, standalone practices. And then the pandemic came, and needless to say, the world got changed. A lot of family medicine now got integrated very well into bigger healthcare systems, understanding that it is the gateway to all the things and the wonders of that healthcare system that can provide. Most people don't wake up in the morning with an issue and realize exactly what specialty and what test they need. They need to see a doctor. And what people learn very quickly is, and especially during the pandemic, is they need an access to a trustworthy physician that they don't only know and see when they have a problem, they actually know when things are good. So when they get to them, they can guide them and move them to the right direction. And now I think most healthcare systems understand it very, very well. We definitely have a level of shortage in the primary care physician that includes family doctor, pediatrician, obstetrician, psychiatrist. And everyone is trying to fill as big of a gap by themselves. But I feel the family doctors are able to fill all those things, the pediatrician, the obstetrician, and the psychiatrist gap until we get people to the care they need when they want. So I became an extreme believer in the medicine starts with family medicine, and everything else is just to help the family doctors to take care of their communities the best.
Okay. Anything else you would like people to know?
Well, I would like people to know that if you ask yourself a question that, if I feel bad today, which person I'm going to talk to, and who is your doctor, and you don't have a clear answer in your mind, get a physician, get a doctor, establish care with a family doctor, come establish care with us. I would love to see our population, our patients, when they are not sick, get to know them. So when things change or day is bad or something is going on in their life, they always can have a home. So I would want people to always think about that as young as they can be in their 20s. I mean, a lot of people have their pediatrician when they are younger, but early in their 20s, establish care with a family doc, have someone that you trust, have someone that you like, and we are there, we are available, we're all of those communities, and we'd love to see you.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. I appreciate you a lot, and thank you so much for this interview, and very excited to meet more and more in Kewaunee and all the surrounding counties as well.
Yes. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Amro El-Sharoud with Obstetrics and Gynecology Family Medicine with OSF Healthcare in Monmouth, Galesburg, and Kewaunee.